Well, the next question is question 44, which you can see on the back of your sheets, and it asks, what does the preface to the Ten Commandments teach us? Which is obviously the follow-up question. The preface to the Ten Commandments teaches us that because God is the Lord and our God and Redeemer, therefore we are bound to keep all his commandments. Let me read to you from the book of Exodus again, this time from chapter 19. And this is what we read in verses 3 to 6. Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, this is what you are to say to the house of Jacob and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. The people of Israel had been redeemed by God. They had been brought out of the land of Egypt with great power, with great signs and miracles. If you've been following the church Bible reading scheme this last week, as many of you have, you will remember that we have seen 9 of the plagues that have taken place in Egypt, from the plague of blood right through to the plague of darkness. And by means of these plagues, the Lord was showing that he alone was God and was greater than all the gods of Egypt. And he brought his people out. And when the Lord God brought his people out of Egypt, he redeemed them. He claimed them as his own people. And he said to them, I am your God. Walk in my ways. Live according to my rules. Now we must all remember this very important point. The people of Israel did not achieve their own salvation or earn their own redemption because they kept God's commandments. After they had been redeemed and brought out of Egypt, God gave them his commandments and said, keep these and you will be a nation of priests. That means you will show the world what God is like, what the character of your holy God is like. Now that's why it says in this catechism answer that God being our Redeemer, we are bound to keep all his commandments. What does that mean? Does it mean that only if we keep God's commandments perfectly, only if we do that will we be saved? It doesn't mean that at all. It means this. We have been saved and delivered from the slavery not of Egypt, but the slavery of sin, the slavery of Satan, the slavery of the world, the slavery of our own sinful flesh. We've been redeemed from that. And those things are no longer our masters. Who is our master? God is our master. God is our Father. God is our Lord. And it's because God has saved us that out of love for him and reverence for him and gratitude towards him that we cheerfully and willingly keep his commandments. We show that God is our God. If you have a child in a home, the child being loved by the parents is under an obligation to obey the rules of that home, of that household. It's the same idea with the Lord. He says, you are now mine. I'm your God. I've taken you. I'm your Father. You're my children. You're my people. Walk in my ways. Not mechanically, not like some kind of robot, but out of a heart that knows and loves the Lord God. Remember that answer from a few weeks ago. that the summary of the moral law is this: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your and love your neighbour as yourself. It all ties together. You see, there is the motivation for keeping the commandments. One more thing. We are not the people of Israel. That is, we have received more revelation than a thundery mountain with lightning and smoke and the terrifying voice of God. We have not come to Mount Sinai. It says in Hebrews, we've come to Mount Zion. We have heard and seen Jesus Christ, not with our eyes and our ears as such, but we are New Testament Christians. We have heard Jesus Christ and seen Jesus Christ living out these Ten Commandments. He is our teacher. He is our model. He loved his Father fully, wholly, with all his heart, all his soul, all his strength, all his mind. And the Lord Jesus Christ is to be our pattern in keeping the commandments of his Father and our Father, his God and our God. So shall we read together the answer to this question, question 44. What does the preface to the Ten Commandments teach us? The preface to the Ten Commandments teaches us that because God is the Lord and our God and Redeemer, therefore we are bound to keep all his commandments.